6 a.m. Where do you think you're going at this hour? Why did you wake me up? Oh my god. It was hard enough falling asleep, you know. You're not going into work today. It's a Saturday. Why would you go to work? It's a Friday. Oh my god, you're not going. I don't care what day it is. I don't want you to go. I want you to cuddle me. Please. And play with my hair. And get me back to sleep. What? No. No, you don't. No. You're not going. Text your boss. Tell him. I don't care what you tell him, but you're not going. Okay? No, you don't have to. You know you don't have to. We have enough money already. We'll be fine. My work paid decently while I was doing mercenary work. It's fine. I have enough money saved up. We don't ever have to work again if we don't want to. So no, you don't need to go to work today. Okay? Or ever. So it doesn't matter if your boss fires you over this, because you don't need that job anyways. Actually, for if you didn't have this job. Well, for one, I don't like that it takes you away from me. I miss you during the day. Especially with this whole pregnancy thing. I want you here with me. It's rough already. And I know it's gonna get rougher. So I'd rather you be home. Secondly, I don't like how your coworker looks at you. She likes you. And I know that she likes you. And the only reason why I don't get rid of her myself, because I'm pregnant. I don't want to risk the baby. Otherwise, she'd be dead like 10 times over. Easily. I mean, your company picnic, how she touched your arm. Oh my god. I would have gone to jail if I wasn't pregnant. Would have gone to jail forever if I wasn't pregnant. So thank the baby that I'm still here. You going? You don't have to. You don't need to. We don't need the money. Are you going because you want to see that bitch? Do you like her? Do you want to fuck her? Am I not attractive to you anymore now that I'm carrying your child? See, you say that, but your actions say otherwise. So. No, just stop talking. Stop talking because I'm getting angry. And, I love you more than the world. And more than this child. But my hormones are making me want to kill you right now. So, don't talk anymore. I'm afraid if you do, this will be the last conversation we've ever had, which would suck because it would have been about work and about that whore. So. Yeah, you're not going. Stop asking. At the end of the day, it's up to me, and you know it's up to me, whether or not you go. I mean, you're shackled. Connects to the ground. It's reinforced with concrete. Only I can unlock it. If you kill me, which, you know, you might, that's so cute that you're saying you would never kill me. I mean, one day the Stockholm Syndrome will wear off. I mean, granted that it's the reason you've been so loving to me, and you'll want to kill me. And if you do, you kill me while you're chained up like that, you'll die. Starve to death. Or die of thirst. Something. But you will die. We'll die together. So, it's up to me whether or not you leave. And ultimately, it's up to me whether you live or die. Because I could just leave this room and never come back. And leave you here, chained to the ground. So, keep that in mind when you're picking to be here with me or there. I'm sorry, darling. Did I scare you? I'm sorry. I'm just tired and cranky. The baby makes me think terrible things about you. Just the worst. Can't wait till it's out. And we could all be unhappy, loving family. I mean, you always did talk about how you wanted a family. Kids. I could have done without it, quite honestly. I just want you. But I want you to be happy. So, if you want kids, whatever. I don't mind lending my body for 9 months to make you happy. Anyway, can we go back to sleep, please? Thank you. I love you.